Hello, GWA backstage. This is Blonde with a Beard, and I am here with the amazing.
Hi. Oh, was I supposed to?
Yeah, that was the idea.
Hi.
I am silly because I did a hand motion and you can't see my hand, so.
Yeah, I can't see your hand. Yeah, hi.
This is the lovely Exo Sunshine and stuff.
I can't even introduce myself. I'm so tired.
Aww. And now here I am, forcing you to do this.
No, recording. You're not forcing me. Yeah. Okay. We should probably stop.
Yes, let's start. Okay, we are going to do von Scriptenstein's super sexual questionnaires about sexy sex stuff.
Great title, by the way.
Yes. Very long and a tongue twister. Okay, question number one. What other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them?
I don't go to any other subreddits, really, besides Gone Wild Audio. I sometimes look at porn, but it doesn't... It's a rare type of thing if I find porn that I like. So, I don't really go on any other subreddits.
Okay.
What about you?
I have a few. I go to Sweden. Sweden is not suitable for work because... I got to support the local talent, or whatever you're going to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is shiny porn, because I like looking at women in latex.
Ah, God, yeah, I was about to ask what that meant.
Ah, yeah, it's like latex clothing and leather and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is... Hold the Moan, I think is cool. I like that idea.
I found that one yesterday. That was a pretty good subreddit that I found.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of like being all sneaky about it. And,
mm-hmm.
And I think you can relate, maybe.
Yeah, I can. Situation. I can. I definitely can.
Oh my. Oh my. Yeah.
Oh my. Should I ask the next question?
Yes, please.
Okay. I can't read apparently. If you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits and contributing there? If you already contribute to other subs, what made you choose those in particular?
Oh my.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a hard time seeing what else I could do, honestly. I really like the acting part and the intimacy you get from listening to someone.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
yeah, that's what I find so sexy. Just and to hear someone else just sharing so much of themselves.
The intimacy is just,
yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I don't even know how to talk on about that, but I agree. Yeah. I don't really post anywhere else either. Well, I don't know. And I run out of ideas very quickly, too. So, yeah. I don't know. I would, but I don't know where. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. I did see, like, I see some, like, Mouths Gone Mild or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I was thinking about it, but I don't know. My beard is... Oh,
well, I post on... Petite Gone Wild, but I was just thinking about audios in general.
Ah, okay. Oh, yeah. I saw your picture.
Yeah.
Or pictures. I'm a bit of a stalker. Hey.
No, it happens. It happens. I stalk people, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, bad girl. Don't stalk people. That's not... No. Okay, okay. I'm just going to ask the third question so I can stop being awkward. What is your ideal body type in a sexual partner, and why does this turn you on?
I don't know. I never thought about it. I don't really know. I don't know how to answer that question. And I looked at that question in particular and tried to find an answer, but I don't really care what you look like. It's just the person, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not very picky about things, so.
Aww.
Yeah.
No, like, honestly, a beautiful woman is beautiful no matter her body type, in my opinion. Like, I like almost all body types. Like, if you're skinny and a bit manly, you can still be beautiful. And if you're really curvy and tall or short, it doesn't matter to me, really.
Yeah, I don't have a specific type of body that I'm like, yes, I must have sex with you. Like, I don't know. I've never thought about it either. So.
I will say, like, it feels like I'm doing a cop-out answer, but I generally, like, I'm not, I like that if a person is comfortable in their own skin, I guess, is what I find attractive.
Yeah.
So if you like putting on a lot of makeup and dressing all provocatively, yeah, I would find that sexy. But if you like running around in, like, gym clothes or whatever, I find that attractive as well. So, yeah.
Okay. It's not a cop-out answer, by the way.
Okay.
If you're copping out, then I'm copping out too, because that's my answer too. I don't really care.
Okay. Let's move on.
What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? This doesn't have to be a Hollywood, or doesn't have to be Hollywood celebrities.
Oh my.
Well, I have one, so I don't know if you want to go first.
I can go first, and
okay.
There's a lot of, like, this is not, I'm gonna choose the not Hollywood celebrity and go with internet celebrities.
Okay.
But there's a lot of, like, good girls on the internet right now with blue hair.
There one in particular?
Do you know who Dodger is? Dodger Light, I think. She's got Press Heart to Continue on YouTube.
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, anyone with long flowing blue hair makes me think naughty thoughts. I think hair is my fetish. It's weird, but yeah.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, I know. It's a strange thing, but...
It's not strange. I've just never heard of it before.
Well, I just... Yeah, just imagine... Just yeah, pulling it or with... playing with it or smelling it. Yeah. As long as it doesn't smell dirty. But, or maybe...
Well. Or maybe what?
I don't know.
You would like dirty hair.
Well, a woman can be, like, ruggedly... sexy, like she's been working all day in the motor shop or something and just comes home and... Okay. What about you?
Mine is Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki in the Avengers. And he plays a lot of other things too. But that is like his main, the one he's known for, I guess. Whenever I think about him, it's just kind of really intense thoughts. I'd let that guy do anything to me, so.
Yeah, he is a sexy man.
And, like, everyone likes him, too, so. He's just, like, a likable guy. Yes. And, ugh. Ugh, okay.
Oh, my.
This is horrible.
Hiddleston, or is it Loki? Because I have a friend that's really got a thing for Loki.
Both,
okay.
Well, mostly Tom Hiddleston. But, I mean, Loki can join in, too. I wouldn't mind that.
I'm straight, but if I had to do it with a guy, I think Tom Hiddleston would be high on my list.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome.
Okay. Before we get lost in Tom Hiddleston, let's move on to what is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? What is the filthiest thing you have ever said to a partner?
I do not remember. Not because it's happened so many times, but it was just this one time, like 2 weeks ago, and what did they say? They said something about me being a bad girl or something like that. And I don't remember specifics. And I've never said anything dirty because I'm too nervous. Probably have said spank me or something like that. But I've never said anything like filthy.
Yeah, I need to become better at the dirty talking too, because I think the dirtiest I've said to someone is like, fuck me, or be a bad girl or something. Like that.
I'm not very good in real life.
If you listen to any of my audios, I think you've heard me at my dirtiest, actually, so.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
So, it's, yeah, no, I'll promise. I'll do better. I'll learn. I'll
learn.
But I don't know. To me, honestly, though, like, for me, sex is more about, like, if someone really wants me to talk dirty and call them horrible names, I would. But I don't like that. I want to be loving and caring and I don't know. Okay.
Aw, that's cute. Yeah, that sounds awesome. I haven't had that much of sex to, like, I don't know. I've only experienced, like, something in between of, like, loving and... I'm not going to get into that topic because that's not the right topic. I'm just going to go to the next question.
Yes.
I am so lost. Where is it? Okay. I see it. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of. I really hope my roommates can't hear me. Either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. So something about giving oral sex.
Well, I remember when I lost my virginity, and I was quite, well, what I consider at the time anyway, quite old. For it, I think I was like 19 or almost 20, and I was so turned on by this girl, and I just remember that, oh, I'm gonna make her feel good, and just went down on her. And I'm proud that I had the presence of mind to do that and not just go to town with my with like normal sex.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Me though, in real life, I don't know if I'm like good at oral. I don't know, cause I don't know. I've done it a couple of times, and the first time I did it, apparently there was too much teeth, and so I don't know. And then the second time I improved immensely. I'm just saying, I'm quoting people, or a person.
And, I'm sorry, I just get the image of like a long line and like, yes, you're doing better now. Good.
Go. You're doing better now. No, it's only been one person. So, yeah. I've never been like I've been proud of it type of thing, but I remember the second time I did it and they were like, oh wow, you're so much better. And I was like, yay, that's great. But I wasn't like proud of myself. I don't know. I just need more practice, I guess.
I'm sure it's hard to find practice partners for oral sex.
Yeah, I don't think people, well, maybe you could just post somewhere, I need to practice my blowjob skills.
Yeah, just okay. I'm gonna move on. This becomes too silly. Which part of your body do you think is the most attractive? What do you like about your body?
You don't know. I don't know. I don't find myself to be attractive. But I like the fact that I'm still, like, fit, I guess. But I don't actually work out that much. So, I don't know. Maybe that I take care of my body is what I like about it. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. You're staying healthy
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say about that one.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I find your body to be ridiculously attractive.
Thank you.
And well, surprise, I put it in my name. I really, really like my beard. And I like my long, luscious blonde hair.
So, ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
Yes, I know. No, I don't know. I don't know. It makes me feel so, like, if it makes me feel like a Viking or something, having a big beard. And I always admire other guys' beards.
Viking?
Yeah. Like, I could go and raid villages and steal their women and bring them back home or something.
Wow.
That might have come off as a bit rapey, and I would have the consent of the woman I was stealing before. I'm not a rapey person. Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't think it was rapey, but now.
And now I ruin the mood. Okay. Make me so nervous. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
You're just being you. I'm being amazing.
Okay. Oh, let me just not be me.
No, please don't. Please, I'll just have to get my nerves under control.
Okay. Where is the next question? Okay. Do you prefer... Oh, jeez. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex, or passive and submissive? What about this mindset and behavior makes sex better for you?
Oh my.
I'm really hoping my roommates don't hear. They're probably like, what is she talking about?
Oh my god, she's such a perv.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they've heard me masturbate before, like at night, so I don't know.
Own it. Hey. Proud of it.
Be proud. At least I'm getting some.
Yes, exactly. And I'm just stalling. No, I don't mind being aggressive and dominant, but I do prefer to be submissive and passive. I don't know, it's...
I'm like the opposite of you.
Oh?
Or no, I'm not the opposite. I'm the same. Sorry. No, the opposite. I'm the same. Excuse my tiredness. Yeah, I don't mind being like dominant, but I'd rather be submissive.
Yeah, it's just so satisfying and hot being told what to do.
Yeah,
I agree. Okay. What is your go-to fetish? Embarrassing or not, what fetish is almost guaranteed to get you off?
I don't know if this is a fetish. I don't know. I think it is. I'm not sure. But I do like doing things like in public sort of thing. I can't, it's called exhibitionism or something like that. And I like that a lot. Like, even thinking about that turns me on a hella lot. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do something like in front of people that I don't know, I guess, but I would, like, a fantasy of mine, which has happened already, but that was like 5 years ago, I think. Not five, maybe four. Is being like in a movie theater and doing horrible, horrible things. Being in public and doing dirty stuff is like, it's really nice.
Yeah, remind me to bring you to a movie theater. That is hot, sorry.
It is.
And yeah, mine is like, I really like sibling incest.
I could have said that.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like,
Either. Someone was asking me about that the other day, why I like incest so much, and I was just like, I don't know. It's just something that really turns me on. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, and it's definitely not for my real siblings, because that would be
so
fucked up.
That would be retarded and just no.
Yep, fuck no. But the fantasy is, I don't know, I think, I think it's the taboo and the forbiddenness of it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good answer for it. But I just don't know. It's a really good fantasy. So
yeah. I said
okay. Where am I reading? This one looks like a mouthful. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself for hours. This doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You can take your time and do it upright. What are you gonna do to make yourself feel good?
Oh my. Well, I'm probably going to start with taking a shower, then just some really hot water, scrub myself down, and then go and lay down and put on headphones and listen to GWA. Honestly, like,
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And that's basically me every Monday, because it's nice, because my roommates are, they don't come home until, like, 9 p.m., and I'm home by myself from 1, I think, 1 p.m. to 9, so that's a nice amount of time, and I usually record stuff then, too, so I usually come a lot of times home. Monday. So that's fun.
So you really like Mondays then?
Yeah, Mondays are pretty awesome because I only have one class and that's like the middle of the day, so I get to sleep in. Well, I didn't sleep in this Monday, but usually I get to sleep in and then go to class and then come home and then relax in more ways than one.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really awesome, but it's only one day. And then the rest of the days is just like quiet fapping. Or not, sometimes not at all.
Oh.
Because, yeah, it's, I am not the quietest of the bunch. So it's really hard to like masturbate, especially because the walls are very thin here. So, yeah, it's, yeah.
You should just buy some earplugs for your roommates.
But then it's just going to be awkward for them. Yeah, when are you done? Like, can I take these out?
Yeah, true. Okay, the next question is, have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or done anything else, even remotely sexual? What was your reaction?
I wouldn't say I've been, like, well, I've been caught masturbating, but my mom didn't know that I was doing that, so, yeah, maybe I wasn't caught. But my reaction was sad, because it was, like, my first real orgasm that I was getting to. Like, I was really turned on and I was about to have like my first orgasm.
Oh.
And then she walked in and was just like, and I was so turned on to the point where I was crying, because like it was intense and I've been trying forever to get to that point. And then she walked in and she thought I was, like, upset about something. So, yeah, that she ruined my first orgasm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was very sad for me.
Oh, my God.
Because I was really feeling it. And, yeah, and then my mom walked in and I couldn't do anything about it. Just went to bed afterwards, like, why, Mom?
Wow. Start for life. No.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't see anything, so she didn't even know what I was doing. She just thought I was crying because I was, like, upset about something. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I had to make up some story that, like, this boy at my school didn't like me, so that I was crying about it.
This just gets deeper and deeper. Oh my.
Yeah. It sucked.
I can imagine. Yeah, I got caught by my mom once too while masturbating. It was really embarrassing. This was late teen. Well, I think I might have been 16 or something, and I knew she was supposed to be gone for the entire day. And so I put on, this is really silly and really ridiculous, but I put on a porn on the, like, family TV, And I was coming out of
the
shower.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I came out of the shower, and I did, like, tie the towel around my neck like a cloak for some reason, so I would feel like Superman or something. And then I just started going to town, and I hear the door opening, and I'm just panicking, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And she's coming into the living room, and I'm just, she sees me running with my towel, cloak, all naked, into my room, hiding. And all she could say was, did you watch porn? Because I didn't.
Oh my god. That is so embarrassing.
Yes! So embarrassing.
Oh. Did you just go like, yes, I did? Or?
Well, I just said yes, and then closed the door, and I think I hid for like the rest of the week or something. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, that seems very traumatizing. I mean, I could only imagine if my mom saw me, like, masturbating. So,
yeah,
that would be terrible. No, actually, I have been caught. Oh, I forgot about that. That was this summer when I, like, joined GWA and I was all excited about it. So, like, I was recording something whilst I thought my mom was sleeping in the next room, so I was like, yeah, I can record something. And so I was like doing it, and then she walked in, but I was like in a position, I was like on my stomach, and I have my like arm tucked under me, and I was like fully naked though, so I mean, she probably would have suspected something. And she was just like, oh, your dad's on the phone for you. And I was like, oh, what? And then she closed the door so quickly. And yeah, I never went to talk to my dad that day. But it was just very awkward because she probably knew what I was doing. I mean, I didn't look I was naked, though. So maybe she thought I came out the shower. Like, I don't know.
The real question is, did she start knocking on your door after that happened?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
Then I
don't. No, after that, she used, like, she did her regular checkups on me, like, during the day. Because this summer that passed, I just worked, really, and when I wasn't working, I was home, either relaxing or on GWA most of the time. So she'd just do her regular checkups and be like, oh, how are you doing? Just checking to see if you're not masturbating. But she wouldn't say that, but I no. mean, she was definitely thinking it because she's weird. And yeah, I forgot about that. That was like a month before I went away to school. So yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Sorry to drag up horrible memories.
It wasn't that bad, but I mean, it was just, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what she was thinking. Maybe, I'm just hoping she thought I just came out the shower and I was laying down on my bed naked, so, with no towel around me, but.
Yeah, I do that all the time, so.
Oh, well. Mom, you know I'm human. I gotta do human stuff.
Of course.
So. Yeah.
Okay, should I do the next question? I forgot. I was so into your story. And.
Yeah. Did. Yes. I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, no. No.
No?
Wait, did you ask that question or did I?
Oh, I asked that, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go next. Fun. Cheating fantasies are often pretty common, but I don't know how to pronounce this word or those two words. I've seen them and I don't know how to pronounce them.
I don't know neither, but I think it's like cuckolding. Well, we know what we're talking about.
We know what we're talking about. Just don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah. That word. That is not popular, apparently. If that is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on the most? It's not a fantasy of mine.
No, not mine either. Like,
I have cheating fantasies, but I don't have...
No, okay, let me ask you this. I'm sure I'm getting this right, but it's basically your partner having sex with someone else and degrading you while you watch, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Well, no, it doesn't have to necessarily be degrading, but it's just like you being there whilst your partner's cheating on you.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it.
Cause I can't do it, no.
You're just watching. Well, so.
The thing I guess I could find exciting is the fact that I'm seeing my partner getting off. Like, she's...
Yeah.
Having great sex. I'd rather she... I would love to join in and have fun too, but yeah, no. I don't have... It's not really a fantasy of mine. So.
Yeah, me either. I'll have a threesome, but... I don't want to see my partner cheating. So.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You so, go
next. Oh my god, this is a lot of text. What was the most...
Yay, I didn't get that one.
Dang it. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person? It could be something as simple as finding a dirty magazine, to your first sexual partner showing you things you never liked before, to just watching a run-of-the-mill movie or television show and getting a funny feeling when you saw one of the characters.
That one's funny. Well, there was, like, when I was 13, I think. 12 or 13, I cannot remember. But it really... doing a lot of things, like, for example, being in a movie theater, which we were talking about before, and doing things in a park and at school, that really made me grow really fond of being an exhibitionist and liking things in public and whatnot. Yeah, that happened a lot during school, like after school, in the elevator, and in my dad's business, because my dad owns a cinema, so that happened in the cinema. Stuff happened, and in the park. Park was nice because it was nice scenery whilst. One person was touching me, so that was fun. That probably doing things out in public was what started my whole love for doing things in public.
Oh my.
Have to thank that person.
Owe that person a thank. Sunshine, share all the amazing things she does.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
High five.
Yeah. I gotta give them high five when I see them.
Do it. Thanks. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I have a follow-up question. Actually, is it the idea that someone could be watching you, or? Is it the risk of getting caught, or what's...
Getting caught.
Okay.
The risk of it is very, really nice. Oh, someone's banging really hard outside.
It wasn't your door then. Okay, good. You didn't
No,
get
that
caught.
Was no, that was outside. Someone's cooking, I think.
Ah, okay. I have to answer the question too.
Yeah, you do.
I don't really know.
Anything?
I'm gonna go back to my being a young teenager, like I think like probably 12 or 13, and I just saw this ad for a movie on TV, I think. And it wasn't a dirty move or anything. It was, I don't know what it was, but I saw this. There was some kind of mafia movie, and it was this gorgeous woman just taking off her fur coat and being naked under it. And all I saw was like the back of her, like her shoulders and her back, not even the butt, but that was really sexy. Just seeing her naked.
She's like, oh my gosh, a naked woman.
Yes. And the fact that she was turned towards a guy that saw her, and I think
like, yeah,
his expression when she did it, and I realized, oh, they're gonna do something.
They're gonna do something naughty.
Yes. I don't know what but I think that's the night I had my first like sexual fantasy and yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it a good one, or like it was just me?
It was a good one, and I.
Okay.
I think I finally figured out that why boys had penises and girls have.
The only
vaginas.
Thing they're good for.
Yes. No, yeah, it made me have one of these sexual fantasies that I still think is really hot, which is like a woman in a skirt and no panties on, just riding me. I don't know, I think that's hot.
Yeah. It is. It sounds like a pretty good fantasy.
Yeah. It's not very elaborate. I just find that okay, yeah.
There.
Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing I'm asking the next question. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old for you, generally speaking? Why is that the cutoff point?
Oh my. Well, I am, I think I am older than you. I'm pretty sure I am.
You probably are. I'm pretty young.
Yeah, I'm 30.
I'm the youngest it can get.
Yeah. I'm 31, so.
18.
Sorry, what?
I said I'm 18.
Ah. And I lost my train of thought again.
Age differences.
I've heard that there's this rule like half your age plus 7 is okay.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do apparently.
Yeah.
I don't go by that rule, but
No.
I think that's the youngest of the ages that you're supposed to date, not the oldest.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'm just trying to do math feverently in my head to see where I end up. So I'm 31 minus 7 is 24. So
No, wait. You're doing it wrong.
I'm trying to
add it by 7. 22 is your youngest age. I have a calculator on my phone, so.
But I tried to do it backwards to calculate the oldest person that should date me.
Oh.
So 31 minus 7 is 24, times 2 is 48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go for 48?
Well, yeah. It is on the old side, yeah. But yeah, I would. Like, if they're... I think 50 would be a bit old even for me. And I think I would be more comfortable if they were in their 30s like me. But I see no problem with going up to the 40s.
It says the oldest for me is 22, which doesn't seem very high. I don't really... I mean, I wouldn't go out with someone who's, like, 40, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Depends on the person.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've never really had a partner anyway, so I don't, like... I don't know. No. Just waiting for someone to sweep me off my feet.
Sooner than you think.
But yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, honestly, I don't have a limit, I don't think.
No, honestly, I don't have a limit for older neither, really. Like, okay, I must be really heads over heels if it's after retirement age, but hey. If they are, I'd go for it. I think younger is stranger. Like, this is unfair to you because you're still so young, but there is a lot of happening from the age of 18 up till like 23, 24. You learn a lot, and they're so different. And some young people are really, you don't have anything in common with them, and yeah, it's not good for neither of you, I think.
Yeah.
And that is not me like saying you shouldn't date an older guy or whatever. You can date who the fuck you want as long as you love each other or have fun and like each other.
Yeah, yeah. Good analogy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've not really dated much people, so I don't really know.
I'm kind of inexperienced. So
yeah, same.
Take everything I say with a ginormous hill of salt. And
I will consider it, I guess.
Good. I'm gonna move on to the next question. What is the shortest period of time you have known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction?
Maybe like 2 months is short to me. I haven't had that many sexual interactions, so I don't know.
So, does this mean an actual...
Oh, wait, I'm reading the question wrong. It was the shortest period you've known a person before you had, like, or before you did anything. Oh, okay, I get it now. Like a week and a half.
okay, yeah. Does this only mean like physical contact or like does like long distance things count? Because that changes my answer quite a bit, I think.
We'll say both then.
Okay, long distance, 3 days, I think.
Okay.
And it depends on how you like get to know one.
Yeah.
And I don't know, in real life, I'm gonna seem like such a slut, but I've had not one night stands, so yeah, like but mm-hmm. Those are very, very rare. It happened once, so it was one night stand. And I did meet
Okay,
that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have nothing against one night stands, so I don't mind.
Yeah.
So do you.
Sorry, what was that?
What?
What did you say? I was distracted.
I said, you do you.
Oh, yes, of course. Everyone. Yeah, okay. But I do prefer to wait a bit longer and actually get to know the person. Like I've talked earlier, like intimacy is, I think, more important for me than the actual.
Yeah. Sex. I agree. So my shortest time was like a week and a half, I think. I think so. Maybe 2 weeks or three. I don't really remember. So yeah. Next question. The last question. This question I don't understand at all. But it says, would you like some making fuck berserker, I think is how you pronounce it. And I don't know the reference.
Me neither.
And I didn't search it up.
Okay, so let's Google it.
I looked at the question, I'm like, what does that even mean?
Is it Clerks or is it an anime? Okay.
It's Moscow.
He only speaks Russian?
Nah, he speaks some English.
Who even knows?
Is he staying here?
Nah, he's moving to the big city this week. He wants to be a metal singer.
I'm watching a YouTube clip of Olaf metal. Clerks that came up when I...
That's fucking metal face. Olaf, girl, nice.
Girl, neck.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I see the video. I don't know.
Character.
He really wants to play metal?
Yeah, he's got his own band in Moscow.
I feel like I'm, like, too young to know this.
Yeah. I never watched Clerks. I'm assuming that is, or it could be, like, no, I'm just, now I'm scanning to see someone else's.
I don't even know what it is.
Nobody does.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yes. So, I guess we have to come up with an answer for that. That's...
Well, I don't know what it is.
I guess, do you like it rough because a berserker is someone who just goes wild? Or do you want to go wild? I don't know.
I don't know! Sure, I will go crazy.
Okay.
Will you?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Okay. Great. That was like probably the shittiest answer ever, but oh well.
Yeah, the most awkward and weird ending, but
who cares?
Exactly. I've had fun.
Same.
And if anyone is still listening, thank you very much for listening and yeah, you deserve an applause.
Good job.
You survived this awkwardness that was fun to be part of.
That was this, yeah.
Okay.